You may remember the battle over funding for regional superintendents and regional offices of education across Illinois. Well, the funding has been restored, but with some stipulations that the number of regional superintendents and regional offices be reduced from 44 to 35. And to talk about that this morning is Regional Superintendent of Education for Franklin and Williamson Counties, Matt Donkin. Matt, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, and good morning.
I hopefully didn't stumble too much over exactly what happened, but to boil it down, we need to get from 44 regional superintendents and regional offices down to 35 in order to meet those budget demands, correct?
Correct. And this is our opportunity, as we were talking about regional superintendents of schools last year and regional offices, locally elected educators. Our opportunity is, as we talk about local control in education, I mean, we have this corporate model of education reform where we quantify it with standardized tests. We don't trust local teachers to not socially promote. So let's have a top-down approach. There was a streamlining commission. Well, let's back up. In order for regional superintendents to be paid last year for the elected terms they were elected for, the General Assembly set up a streamlining task force that included all kinds of different stakeholders to talk about how education could be streamlined and funded effectively to deliver services and have oversight. State Board of Education in Springfield doesn't have the staff or the funds to do a lot of these things and outreach, and for that matter, maybe even the point of view of being local to do these functions. So in order to be paid, this task force was set up. Task force went through to see how these services could be delivered, from certification to truancy to GED testing, bus driver training, building inspections, compliance visits, all these things. And at the end of the day said, no, the regional superintendents of schools and the ROEs are still the best method to do this in 101 of the 102 counties in the state, because Cook County does something a little differently. They also said, though, well, we think there's too many and the regions are too small. So that commission came up with a finding, and the General Assembly passed it last spring to say, at the next election, when this current term is over, at the next election, and then for the term starting in July 1st, 2015, we would, instead of having 44 offices, go down to 35 offices. And the minimum population of an office would go up from 42,000 people on a census to 61,000 people. So the situation has left us then with how do you go from 44 to 35? How do you cut 9 offices and merge them in and consolidate them into other places? Our group, Regional Superintendent Schools Group, has formed a committee to kind of work through these issues. Plus, as with any law, as you discover the more you look at it, people pass it. There's unintended consequences. There might have been something left out in a sentence. We're trying to work through those issues and educate local people to do this. There's two methods to do this. Because it's going to be mandated, there's 9 less offices. The simplest, I guess, is to have a county board, joint county board resolution, because county boards do support a lot of the budget of these offices, not to pay for regional superintendents, but the local support staff and the office space. So county board resolutions are one way, and counties are talking to their neighbors about how to do this. The other way, it's a little more complicated, is you have a citizens committee petition your regional board of school trustees, which is the group that normally decides annexations, detachments of property, and then those regional boards decide. Now, at the end of the day still, the county boards are going to have to figure out the funding and the other issues. But those are the two methods. And county boards have until June of next year, June of 2014, to come up with locally determined consolidation decisions. If they don't, if we don't get to 35 offices, then it falls in the lap of the state superintendent to impose some kind of map, which, again, goes back to, do we want to do this locally control? There's this saying, it's good to be king if you're the one making the decisions. We talk about local democracy, which may be a little messier, but it's answering the needs locally. Now, in this region of the state, almost every office will be affected at some point. But there are two regions that fall below the 61,000 population mark, the Hamilton-Jefferson County office and the office in the southern 5 counties, Alexander, Pulaski, Union, Johnson, and Massac. So there are different conversations going on there. There's different conversations as county boards are reaching out to try to figure things out. There is conversation between local school districts saying, we think this would work best, because going forward, we really want to get offices around the 100,000 population mark, where we're all sort of kind of even. but also the mileage issue. Already the office to the east is eight counties. It goes from about Mount Carmel down to Golconda. The office north of that in the only areas is five or six counties. The next, we have large territories. Now, there may be less population, there may be more countywide school districts, but that's a lot of territory to cover. And it's not just having the office to show up to, but when we do alternative schools and programs for kids in jeopardy, to do that cooperatively, but also make it in decent driving distance, those factors come into play too. And the petitions for the next election are going to be filed next, or out next September 2014, so it'd be good to have all this finished before that point.
To be clear, for people who are just kind of getting familiar with what's going on, this doesn't change where your particular child goes to school. It doesn't change actual school districts. You're talking about the regional offices of education, which, as you said, offer things like truancy. They take care of building inspections, bus driver certification, those sorts of things.
We work at the level, working with the state board, but kind of that intermediate level on a lot of these administrative functions and things that can be done cooperatively. So will the local student know us as much? Not necessarily, except it's going to be support for their district and things we can pull and do cooperatively, and who might be representing the local schools as an elected regional superintendent.
This is a lot like the redrawing of legislative maps, which happens every 10 years with the change in the census. I assume there are some local issues that people want to make sure that are represented. At the same time, you want to make sure that each district is as equal in population as possible.
You try to, or the state police consolidation or some other things. Of course, there's going to be nine less, and it's a little like back when I coached junior high softball a long time ago. You say there's 15 uniforms, and I'm going to put 30 of you in a room to figure this out and tell me how. It makes it kind of an interesting process. But again, it's how you work through things, and hopefully that's a good lesson for students on how to work through problems and issues. Nine offices, seven of them are north and west of Springfield, or in that part of the state. But you're right. It's an issue to figure out how to do that, but also how to effectively and efficiently serve our population, and also have a voice for local people to say, you know, some of these reform things aren't going to work as well as you think. We know the issues here. We can work on these issues and help out, but also with a lot of the accountability things and teacher evaluations and what schools are going to be required to do. There's really no other delivery system besides us sitting here. And again, it's kind of a partnership between the state and local communities to deliver these services.
What should people do if they want to voice an opinion about something that they think ought to happen? Do they need to call their regional superintendent's office, their local school district? Where should they go?
They can do that. The decision-making here, of course, is a lot with the county boards, but school districts are voicing their pleasure to the county boards. That would kind of be where I would go and talk to the local schools where we think this would make sense. There's always a concern if you're in a bigger county already and you add a bunch more counties, how will that affect services where you are? Anybody elected certainly ought to be, when they campaign, or certainly ought to be held to task about making sure they serve whatever the area becomes, to serve that whole area.
Certainly some of the districts will get larger, others may stay close to the same. It all has to do with the population and what works best.
It does, and all regions in our part of the state here are going to be touched a little bit by adding one or two or three counties, just depending on what things look like.
Sure. Matt Donkin is the regional superintendent of schools for Franklin and Williamson counties. He's also the chair of the regional superintendent's boundary realignment committee, which will be drawing that new map of 35 districts for regional offices of education across the state of Illinois. Matt, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you much.